All right, I'm here once again with Kelvin, our main food critic here, checking out some dining hall goods. Kelvin, last time we spoke, you wanted to check out the Fezzy Pan Pizza, right?
Yep.
All right, and so what do you have in front of you?
The Fezzy Pan Pizza.
Okay, so Fezzy Pan Pizza, and I've noticed that you definitely have gone Cholula. Heavy on the Cholula here?
Yeah, I love Cholula on pizzas.
You like the hot sauce on pizza? I do too, actually. I'm a fan. And what is your take on the Fezzy Pan Pizza here? How would you describe it? What are the flavors?
My favorite food is pizza. So on days like birthdays, people usually put candles on cakes. I put candles on pizzas instead. But pizzas like Fezzy Pan, they're squared and rectangular instead of triangular. So it's kind of weird. It's different from what I like used to eat. So I'd give it a 7.
So you're rating this a 7 out of 10. Not too bad. Not too shabby. That's pretty good. Especially from a pizza aficionado like you.
Yeah.
So, you talked about putting birthday candles on pizza. So how do you get the birthday candles to stick in the pizza?
Well, it's not very hard. In Korea, they give you, like, really thick pizzas instead of, like, thin ones. It's, like, 2 centimeters thick, like, an inch or two thick.
Have you ever had Chicago pan-style pizza?
No, I never did.
Deep dish pizza in Chicago, so that's something you might want to check out.
Okay.
Awesome. So, 7 out of 10. That's not your highest. You gave an 8.2 to the Uncrustable, so just behind Uncrustables.
Well, yeah, I guess, but if it wasn't the Fezzy Pan Pizza and if I was making a delivery, I'll give it a 10 out of 10.
Woo! All right. Mr. Miller would like to hear that. Thanks, Kelvin. What do you think you want to review next time?
I'm really not sure, but I'll come back when I see a food that I like to review.
Okay, awesome. I look forward to it. Thanks.